We're rolling.
Okay, so Mike, as I put our 10 minutes on the clock,
yep.
I'm going to give you a crap about your hard hat challenges.
Crap about, what is a hard hat? Excuse me, what's a hard hat challenge?
It's a really fancy puzzle, riddle, something like that that you make up.
Yeah, it is.
Well, where is it?
I don't know.
Slacker.
I haven't done them this year, although I've gotten feedback that I should do them.
Yeah, that's the only reason why people watch.
We're supposed to look at the camera more.
Hi.
So, hi. Yeah, I've gotten feedback from these guys that they want them back. They're hard to do, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I did order a hard hat, truth be told.
Oh.
So maybe they'll come back.
Please.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. So, what's going on? What's new?
So, let's talk about sessions. We've got some out there. We've already mentioned that on the show. But the thing we don't normally reveal, and somebody will probably kick my butt for revealing it right now, but we try to release new sessions around the first of each month.
Yep.
So, if you're out there and you're wondering, if you're hitting F5 and saying, you know, when's the next set of sessions coming up, check around the first of the month and watch for new sessions. And I can tell you without revealing a lot of details that there'll be a good wave of them coming up for this next release. I printed out a list of some of the tags. So we tag all of our sessions with technologies and topics, you know, parallelism and then specific technology names. And just a few of them because people have been asking. You know,
yeah.
I can't decide whether to go or I can't decide or my boss can't decide whether they'll let me go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Windows Azure, of course, ADO.NET, ASP.NET, Dynamics, Entity Framework, Expression, HPC, Hyper-V, Identity, IIS, Internet Explorer, Languages, Link, Modeling, .NET Services, Office, OpenXML, Parallel Computing, SharePoint, Silverlight, SQL, Surface, Sync Framework, TFS, Unified Communications, Velocity, Touch, Visual Studio, VSTS, WCF, WF, Windows Client and Server, Home Server, and Mobile.
Woo! That's a mouthful. With
wow.
more to come.
More to come. All subject to change, of course, but these are tags that we expect to
right.
use and we expect to have content on. So
right.
just send that little video snippet there to your boss. And
not to mention, I just want to say that there are some things that we can't talk about until the PDC actually happens because we have to save our hot news.
That's the secret tag.
So just trust us a little bit. Come to the PDC. We'll have some big announcements.
You ask a lot. Trust us a little bit. Hey, you started talking about birds of a feather last time we got cut off by the timer.
I did. So these are the sessions that are run by the community. They're
yes,
run
they
by
are.
Attendees. They're actually chosen by the community as well,
okay.
not Microsoft. And so this year we're going to have them run in parallel with sessions at PDC.
Hmm.
So typically they've been held at night, so they didn't compete with the sessions going on in the day.
Yep.
This time we're going to give them a room, and the whole week they get to run side by side.
That's cool. So they're scheduled by a third party, actually, that we're working with.
Ineta. Yes.
They'll be in their own dedicated room,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So I could, I mean, literally, if I just wanted to hear boffs, I could sit in that room and I'd hear boffs all day long.
Exactly.
That's cool.
So we'll have a page up on the PDC site shortly about boffs, on how you can both submit sessions and also how you can vote on that and select.
That's very cool. So it's like a side conference almost within PDC.
Yeah, I love it.
Driven by other people.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thomas Lewis, my good buddy and friend Thomas, go to lunch with the guy every day. TheSpiderKing.com, he's just posted, his most recent post up there is about PDC 09 hotels. So if you're wondering about logistics, where should you stay, where's the fun hotel, where do the Microsoft people stay, where's the cool hotel, where's the noisy hotel, Thomas has stayed at many of these over many years,
yes.
and he has a great writing style. So
I'll tell you something, here's a little behind the scenes tidbit that I'll share.
Yep.
So PDC does not have a speaker hotel. So we do have, of course, all the Microsoft people, just like all the attendees, will be staying within one of the hotel blocks that the PDC has contracted to get special great rates.
Yep.
But there's not one hotel where everyone is staying from Microsoft.
Mm.
But there are a couple that people tend to stay at. The Bonaventure, obviously, because the Bonaventure is huge. It has a lot of hotel rooms.
The speakers will love you for saying that.
It has that great round. Yeah. I know where speakers are staying there.
Yeah, nice round bar. In the
yeah, room. Exactly. So that's the place. But you stayed at the Figueroa. That's an interesting choice.
It was an interesting choice. So running the event, you need to be close to the event. Figueroa was really close. It's a little eclectic, a little different.
Yeah.
It's an old converted, I think, YMCA. So it's if you look at the photos of it on the website, you'll get a picture for what it is. But it's eclectic and it's different. But it's a short walk from the venue.
Yeah.
So it's a quick hop.
You don't have to take a cab.
What's that?
You don't have to take a cab.
That's right. You can just walk from there.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's good. So that's good. Anyway, thespiderking.com.
Check it out.
Check out the post. That's a good one. The other thing people have asked about is, you know, to my point earlier, my boss or my manager needs more. We need to convince them so that they'll pay the money and let me go to the event.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to do anything we can to give everyone the right information so they can make those decisions. And we try to do that with, you know, keynote announcements. And a lot of times who's speaking kind of implies what they're going to say without us revealing the surprise ahead of time.
Right.
We talk about sessions and some of the technologies that we've talked about. People ask about themes, and at some point we end up coming up with themes. Like last year was software plus services. Now, we know that theme alone, for example, isn't really going to cause somebody to write the proverbial check and send you. But what I'd love to hear from folks is feedback. You know, what is it that they really need to help convince the boss or the manager, so to speak, to let them come to the PDC?
Right.
And you could either comment under the video here or send us email at pdc09@microsoft.com or any of our direct email addresses that we've shared earlier. We'd love to hear feedback on that, and hopefully we can address
whatever we can do to help you convince your boss, because we know some of the things we can't disclose yet, they will be published at some point, but right now you want to sign up because you want to take advantage of the biggest discount, which
is
$500, because
that's
going to expire soon.
So
tell us what we can do to get that out more, and we'll do whatever we can.
And we always have to hold surprises.
Convince the folks over our pay grade, way over our pay grade.
Our hands are a little tied.
Let us say it all over the kimono.
Our hands are tied at times about what those things are. So I also want to call out PDC Classics. If you haven't visited the Microsoft PDC.com homepage, and it's right there in that hero banner, if you click on PDC Classics, Robert Hess, I love Robert Hess, has gone back in kind of the proverbial archives or the vault and pulled out some PDC moments from years past.
It's very cool.
And put them into a classics. He's also gotten people to talk about those events, people at Microsoft.
Yeah, and why they love the show.
And the first one that's out there is an episode about PDC 2000, where we announced .NET was released to the world. We also talked a lot about XML. And Chris Anderson at Microsoft here is the guest with Robert. It's only 5 or 6 minutes, I think. It's relatively short. But if you've been to a previous one or you're wondering kind of what we talk about, they're just nice little insights into what's going on.
Actually, I guess that's something that you could use to help convince your boss to let you go in the absence of any more concrete information that we can publish right now about sessions and keynote speakers. If you look back, which is in a very like synopsis kind of way, Robert is summarizing, these have been the big, you know, earthquake kind of announcements that PDC has released. And so that gives you a flavor for what we might be able to do this year.
Yeah, totally agree. Another one is the attendee directory. This is new this year based on feedback from attendees, from you guys, basically. Other conferences do it. We're going to try it. And the idea is when you register, you'll get some questions about the attendee directory. And the attendee directory is you can opt in to be included in this electronic directory that will be available to all attendees. We won't make it available to the general public.
So you can share your name, your title, your company, your Twitter account,
email address,
blog, whatever you want to publish.
Yep.
Or you can publish nothing at all. It's completely up to you.
Yep. So I can opt out. Matter of fact, by default, I think I opt out. Or I can opt in and say I want to include these details.
Right.
And then somewhere near the conference, we'll publish this electronically again for attendees only. And you'll be able to plan, hey, there's this person from this company that I'd like to meet with. Or even a person from Microsoft, because they can opt in as well.
That's right.
And it's a great way to connect. We hope to get some
Trying to do more of the structured social networking.
Yeah, because one of the big reasons people show up is so that they can
interact
with other attendees, interact with Microsoft employees. We also just published some PDC09 art, so all of the graphics. We've included some blog bling, so like banners that you can stick on
flare.
Your blog if you're going to go flare. That's right.
Don't you wear the minimum flare?
Minimum flare, that's right. We've also got some wallpaper. And Amy, our marketing expert, hasn't put it up yet, but I think she's going to put it up here pretty soon. But that font that we use for this logo back
here. Special, created just for PDC09.
There's a font just for PDC09, and we're going to make that available for download so people can use this cool font in their own fun ways.
That's
so that's pretty hot. The other thing that I printed out, hopefully we have the timer.
Contest!
The timer will let us talk about this contest. But this is run by the Windows 7 team. It's called Code 7.
You can win some big bucks.
You can. It's at www.code7contest.com. And the idea is to build a native Windows 7 application that takes advantage of some of the new Windows 7 features like touch, like some of the library features, and you can find more on the event site or on their site. And then submit a 3-minute video, kind of like we used to do a show off, right? Video the application, maybe talking about it, and then submit it. The deadline is October 10th, 2009. And the number one prize, although there are many other prizes worth reading about, is a trip to PDC 09.
A free trip.
Free trip. So if you want to go to PDC 09 for free, this is a great way to do it.
But I have to say, there are some big cash prizes, too.
There are.
Because it's Windows 7, so they're playing a lot with the number 7. So I think the prize...
I'm getting 7. Something about 7
and
here.
Add some zeros.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big contest.
So there's some dollars and, like I said, a free trip. So anyone who can't convince their boss but is good at writing some code for Windows 7 that exploits some of those features, I would highly encourage people.